From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Thousands of victims of Hurricane Sandy are still out of their houses more than 2 months after the storm. So some people in Connecticut hatched a plan. They've created a brand new neighborhood with little homes just for people who are still displaced. Nina Satija of member station WNPR visited one family who lost everything on Staten Island. They're now starting over 100 miles north in New Milford, Connecticut.
Deborah Rossi is so happy to be unpacking.
So what's in these bags here?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine right now. Let's take a look.
Her brand new home came with bags of donated clothing.
One might be laundry. Okay, this is a man's shirt, and it looks like a pair of pants.
The Rossis have been in New Milford for 3 days. John Hodge has been working on their little mobile home and 19 others like it for about 2 months.
So the whole idea came together in about 20 minutes. Action making happened, it is another whole story.
Hodge is the first selectman of a small town near New Milford. He was helping funnel donations into New York after Sandy and watching all these families get shuttled from one evacuation center to the next. So he got together with a megachurch in New Milford, which donated the use of 4 acres of land, and a New York foundation, which raised funds. Hundreds more donated their time and money to put up a working neighborhood of 20 mobile homes, complete with wreaths on their doors, by Christmas. Hodge says he's never worked on anything like it.
We had to put in sewer lines, we had to put in water lines, electric lines, cable, the whole works, telephone, the whole works.
Around 50 families have applied for 20 available spots. The Rossis are one of 13 families that have moved in so far. In their new neighborhood tucked into the hills, they were greeted with kitchen cupboards full of food and little bedrooms with fresh new linens. They can live here, rent-free, for a year. After that, the land will go back to the church, and Hodge says the families will have a chance to buy the mobile homes.
This is really moving up in the world, you know, to have a place to sit down and everything.
67-year-old Robert Rossi is Deborah's husband. The two grew up in New York, and they've lived on Staten Island for more than 30 years. Their daughter Layla had just moved back in with them and brought everything she owned along. Then the house filled from floor to ceiling with water. The Rossis are hoping for some more money from FEMA, but at most, they'll get $30,000, not even a tenth of what they lost, says Layla Rossi. Starting over here won't be easy. Unlike in Staten Island, nothing is within walking distance. The Rossis have one car, but they'll probably need another one. Still, some things are comfortingly familiar. And looking at the mountains in the distance, Deborah Rossi is flooded with memories of her old home.
In the morning, like on a Saturday, I would take my coffee, sit on the patio.
Nature was really wild and wild through there. Every kind of
and
bird you could think of.
I love nature. That's why being here looking at the Berkshires, I'm very happy.
Deborah Rossi works in nursing administration. She just started to look for a job when the storm hit. And once she touches up her resume, she'll start looking again in the New Milford area. Layla Rossi is a researcher in Manhattan, a 2-hour drive away. So she'll look for a new place closer to work. At the moment, she's just happy to have a place to breathe.
And we're very lucky because there are neighbors of ours who are still sleeping in their moldy houses and sleeping in their cars overnight. So we recognize that this is truly a blessing.
The Rossis know this won't be a home forever. But with a place to get a good night's sleep, friendly neighbors, and a closet of their own for what little they've managed to salvage, they can finally start to rebuild. For NPR News, I'm Nina Satija in Southern Connecticut.